everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the RIP Tour Podcast. I am your tour guide, Tim, and we're back for another episode because something dropped kind of late last night. I was actually kind of shocked to see this, but you will see by the title of the show, we have the Spec Map version 2.0 has been dropped. So we're going to get to that in a moment, but I can't do this by myself. So let me introduce the other tour guides. Ash, how are you, sir? Even though I just saw you last night.
Doing good, Tim. Yeah, deja vu. Felt like I saw you about 12 hours ago.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, good. Yeah, good. Sad the weekend's almost over, but you can't beat a good Spec Map episode.
Correct. I know. Let's get going. And then Liz is a little under the weather today, but she's being a trooper and coming on and hanging with us, Liz. But how are you feeling otherwise?
Yeah, I'm doing well otherwise. I finally slept through the night last night, so that felt good, but I'm just battling a little cold, so yeah. I might be a little quieter than usual.
All good. So should we just jump right into this spec map? Get right into it? So what we're going to do is we're going to try and compare as well, because I have both maps up. I don't know if you guys have both maps up, but if not, it's all good. We have it. So we're going to start basically from the first soundstage as you enter into the park and then just go around to the right that way. So I'll start with the first one. So the first one on the new 2.0 spec map is basically just a picture of Latin America and South America. And honestly, the only thing that has changed on that picture is there's like little, it's like little trees and stuff are on that, on the South American portion where there was nothing on that. So, I mean, it's pretty much the same thing. So I'll just hit it for you guys. Ash, what do you think? Where are we going with this one?
Yeah, I didn't even notice the sort of markings on the South American portion of it, sort of in that sort of north east type of corner, right? Same as last time. There's no surprise here. The Latin American one we talked about last time, from Hollywood, it was the Monstros, was the Legends of Latin America. It got such good reviews in Hollywood that I'm more than happy for this to come to our coast. You know, they took our Scarecrow, so let's take one back from them, right?
Yeah, why not? Were you telling me, was this last night you were telling me this one house of the year out in California last year?
I'm not 100% sure. Let me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it may have done.
Okay. Liz, your thoughts about the picture of Latin and South America there?
Yeah, I think it seems like we're sticking with this monstrous coming to Orlando, and I'd heard rumors of maybe a rainforest house. So I think adding those trees, I think the rainforest rumor that was rumbling around is actually still this same monstrous house. So
I agree.
Yeah, I think this one seems like it's getting solidified. It didn't change that much from last map.
Yeah, agreed. All right. Ash, take us to the second house.
Yep. Soundstage 22 is showing quite clearly the Bride of Frankenstein's hair on top of the sort of female gender symbol. And it's got the movie next to it. So that is the big debate. Is it or isn't it an IP, right? This is going to, I mean, Universal Monsters, but female versions. That's what it screams to me. But Tim, I mean, let me actually preface this, right? When I saw Bride of Frankenstein, I was like, listen, if they bring Bride of Frankenstein Lives Again in its entirety for the third time, I'm more than happy with that, right? Liz is repping today. Obviously, we're not going to get that third 3 years in a row, but I'd be more than happy. That crept into my top 10 Mazes of all time. But Tim, talk to me.
I'm with you on that, because if that came back, because honestly, that was my favorite version of any Monster's House that we've had so far. So, so compared to the picture of the first map, if you remember, is like that skull with like the vampire teeth. And now we have, just like you said, the bride's hair on top of the female gender symbol. So I don't know exactly what this is going to be. Does this mean like is this going to be a mashup of all monsters that are female oriented now? You know, kind of like gender benders, if you will. You know, maybe we have a female Dracula. We maybe have a female creature, a female wolfman or wolf lady or whatever you want to call her. I'm not really sure what this means, or if it's exactly what you said, if we're getting some kind of like bride infused house again. I don't know. So, but you know, I think this one is coming. This seems to be a rumor one that has had a lot of legs as well. So I'm in it. I'm all about it. I just wish we had, you know, some kind of clue on what exactly this could be. So,
yeah, I think with the female logo, that kind of, like you said, Tim, are they going to have all the monsters there represented as a female sort of, because I mean, Bride of Frankenstein is female, right? So that was, and then obviously the Brides of Dracula are all female anyway. So are we going to get other monsters that are traditionally male? I know that sounds weird, right? Because they're monsters, but, so are we going to get female versions of all those through the house? And yeah, I'm not too sure how the story will go, but I'm all here for it. Liz, what are your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I think having the bride's hair specifically makes me wonder if they're hinting at a bride's sequel, which obviously I chose my shirt purposely today. Like, I think we all really enjoyed the story of that house. So I'm not sure where they would take a sequel, but I would be here for it. I would be here for seeing that story continue. And if it's like what you guys are talking about, where it's all the monsters, but in female representation, I think that could be cool too. I'd be interested to see how they take that story.
So I just want to jump in there. So there was, and Ash pointed this out for us, and I know he's going to get mad, but the female version of Creature is getting released. It's not Mattel. Who's
I think it's Mattel, wasn't it?
Isn't it?
It was Mattel.
But it's Mattel.
It is Mattel. Okay. Are putting out a female version of the Creature from the Black Lagoon, and she looks awesome.
Yeah.
So
really good. Yeah.
That's why I was talking about like the whole gender thing. So maybe, I don't know. I think I'd be very intrigued if they made this like a, you know, just like they said, all female monster related, you know, and it like any of the major monsters, obviously, you know, are dudes. We're just going to turn them into ladies and, you know, lady versions of it. Why not? Right.
Yeah. I absolutely love the fact that it's their own IP. So they can sort of blur those lines, you know, and have that carte blanche to do these stories with intellectual property. I just love the, stuff. And then obviously Brides was my favorite, like you said, Tim. So bring on the ladies.
Yeah. All right. We're going to move on to the next house. Liz, do you not want to do the houses, like the explanations and just talk just to save your voice? Okay. I'm just making sure.
No, it's
all right.
Fine.
So take us to the next house.
Yeah. So the next one is still the Cadillac symbol. So I think we are all still on the same page that this is going to be Ghostbusters. I just watched Ghostbusters Afterlife yesterday. So I'm catching up because now I need to watch Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, because that's the rumor that we're going to be seeing the new movie, Frozen Empire. And it looks like it's still locked. So it's got the IP symbol. I think last time we all agreed that this was going to be Ghostbusters. We just didn't know what version of Ghostbusters. And yeah, Tim, what do you think? Are you kind of leaning toward the new movie now?
Yeah, and the more I thought about it, because I was kind of bummed that maybe it wouldn't be like the original two movies or whatever. But you know what? Most of the original characters are in the new movie, so I'm actually okay with this if this is the new one, which is totally fine. I think it's a lock. It's also from the first map to the second map. It is the same exact symbol. There is no changes. It's in the same soundstage. So yeah, I think this Ghostbusters one is a lock. So
yeah, I think you made a good point that I haven't seen Frozen Empire yet, but I've seen the previews and I know how many different characters come back in it. So I think we'll still get that taste of original Ghostbusters, even if it is the new movie. So Ash, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of Ghostbusters in general, whatever movie's coming, I'm more than happy with this. I know a lot of people want to get back to the sort of Horror Nights, blood, guts, and gore, but I feel like you need houses like this as well, you know, that you can walk through your favorite movies. Frozen Empire is the word on the street, right? Now, for me, like, why didn't they release this when Frozen Empire got released, right? So I don't think they've missed the boat for it. That's not what I'm saying, because I mean, it's still going to be popular. Part of me thinks they want another go at Ghostbusters, even though it's extremely enjoyable. There were some parts, like the Stay Puffed, that was obviously way better out in Hollywood. I feel like they want another attempt at the Stay Puffed as well. So part of me is thinking, are they going to do one or two? But I feel like I'm ready to see something a little bit different, like Frozen Empire. I'm just thinking, how good is that firehouse going to look with like snow and ice and stuff around it, you know? So yeah, Frozen Empire for me.
Yeah. I am surprised they didn't announce it with the movie hype, with the movie coming out. I'm surprised we didn't get a house announced. I don't know what their plan is, you know, for announcing these things, but it was strange.
I think that there's a couple of reasons for that. I think maybe because at the time they wanted to see how the movie did. So, you know, kind of hard if like, you know, you don't want to announce a house, you know, right off the bat that's your lead house for an event if the movie tanks. Just a thought. And then my other reason is also I think they want to get all the summer stuff announced, which is tomorrow, I think, is where we're supposed to get that announcement, right? Tomorrow's the 29th, right?
Yes.
Yes. So I think once we get that announcement tomorrow, I think we get I'm not saying it's going to be Ghostbusters, but I'm just saying we will probably get an announcement after they get through their summer stuff tomorrow. So, all right, moving on to the next soundstage house, which is 24A. So there is a change here, but not a change of a house. This house was listed as one of the sprung tents on the first map and has just now moved over to a soundstage. But it's still the little symbol of like the sound, you know, with the X out, like no sound. And I think everybody keeps thinking, you know, this is a quiet place. What is it called? Day One? Right? Okay. It's still weird to me, I think. I get it if this is Day One, because probably there is probably chaos and madness because nobody knows that they're supposed to shut up and not speak, and you know, with the crazy aliens coming in. So, I mean, I'm just always worried with an IP that the movie's not out yet. You know, we don't know really much about it, but you know, we're gonna take a chance and put a house out there. So, and honestly, this also seems to be like a big rumor with some legs on it as well. So, Ash, what do you think about this?
Yeah, I mean, A Quiet Place in general is not one of my favorite sort of franchises. It took me a while to kind of get going with the movie. Now, if they don't do the whole series and do Quiet Place, obviously Day One, it's sort of like backwards how a normal house would go, because it's going to be chaotic in the beginning. And then obviously once they start realizing you got to be quiet, it'll sort of like tail off a little bit, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Because they've got to be quiet and it might be a little bit more, I guess, subdued, if you will. I think this would make a really good tent house if it does come to the close quarters.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, Ash. Do you think that's actually a really, really good point of like, you know, going from like chaos and madness to like how it's, you know, in the original movies, like very quiet and stuff. So do you think maybe we get that like dark black, pitch black hallway where you can't see anything, but, you know, maybe we get, you know, some alien sounds or whatever is going on in there? Or maybe it's just no sound at all, which also could be scary. So what do you think?
Yeah, no, that's a good point to play on those sort of primal fears, those senses for sure. And I think that's where they'll have to go with this house anyway. Because if they follow in Day One, you know, in Day One, the movie, they're eventually going to get to the point in the movie where like, oh crap, we need to be quiet.
Right.
Right. Or yep. If they do a Day One plus they throw in A Quiet Place 1 and 2, that's quiet anyway, those movies. So they're going to have to do something like that towards the end of the maze, in my opinion. Yeah.
Yeah. Liz, what do you think about this?
Yeah, my question is still, even during Day One parts where you're allowed to be all, you know, noisy and loud, how do you create those monsters? Because they're not exactly easy to just put a scare actor in a costume for the aliens in this movie franchise. So I'm curious how they replicate and make that in a way that you recognize that that's the aliens from the movie. So yeah,
it's
that's
so
my
quick
big question.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how you translate that in a house, but I do love the idea of some quiet spaces that are just unnerving.
Yeah, I like that too. All right, moving on to the next house, Ash, take us through that.
Yeah, soundstage 24. It's showing the same as The Quiet Place, same soundstage area. Tim, what was on the last one?
So basically the difference, so basically the first one was a lollipop. This one just looks like a wrapped piece of candy. So, I mean, you know, we're talking candy on Bolt, so.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, yeah, so I mean, even without rumors and sort of things circulating, your mind immediately goes, obviously, to the Sweets Revenge, a scare zone we had with the major Sweets. I know straight after that scare zone, people say, oh, this would make a great maze after the scare zone. Now, it would make sense being at location because, the scare zone was in New York. Obviously, this is all subject to change. But yeah, like is because the backstory we heard as well. So if they turn that backstory into a maze, I'm more than happy to get it. Because I did enjoy the scare zone. The scare zone was very good, I thought. So yeah, if this does come, I'm looking forward them to changing it to a house for sure.
Nice. All right, Liz.
You got Tim.
Oh, you
Laz, Tim,
go?
Whoever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, whoever.
I mean, yeah, I don't think there's really much too much more to say about this. Yeah, I think this is going to be, Mr. Sweet's revenge. Basically, scare zone to a house treatment. I think we're all in agreement that that's what it's going to be. Do you guys think this will be better as a house compared to a scare zone? Liz, what do you think?
I'm interested in the backstory. So I'm interested in seeing the factor. I think having a Willy Wonka style horror take on that story, I think would be really fun. So yeah, I want to see how all of this is going down inside the factory. And we saw, the aftermath. Let's see what happens before the mayhem.
Agreed. But a little, I'm just going to piggyback on that really quickly. I know you said factory. So you know where I'm going with this, Liz? If it being a factory, I think in terms of the best location, if you're turning something into a factory, just to have the facade ready and doesn't need, well, obviously you need to tweak it, but not, it's right there, would be the Fast and Furious location.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I think even thinking ahead to how they have to split that house, where it has the middle section and you're kind of outside. If they have someone up above, like on a balcony, it could feel like you're in a factory warehouse. I know they kind of halfway used a character in that space last year, but I think they could really utilize that space and make it work for this style of house.
Yeah. So Liz, take us to that Fast and Furious area now for that house.
Yeah, so... speaking of Fast and Furious, on this map, we have Unknown Original. So yeah, there's not much to talk about there. Last time, I believe it said Unknown IP.
That's correct. Yes.
And now it says Unknown Original. So, I mean, the main takeaway here is, I think the big change is that we only have 4 IPs on this map, which obviously we still have another one to get to. But if you're considering Brides kind of an original IP, that leaves us only 3, typical IP and 7 originals, which I like that. I like that ratio.
This is always about the originals. Yes.
Exactly. Team originals.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
All right, I guess there's really not much. To talk about this because, one was Unknown IP on the last one. This one's Unknown Original.
The only thing I want to say is this would not surprise me if the next speculation map said IP or Unknown IP. The reason I say that is because I know they sort of like the split, right? They do like the 50-50 split from originals to IPs. If we get these IPs that are coming, I don't think there's a real anchor IP, to be honest with you. And given their relationship just with Blumhouse, it wouldn't surprise me if, a Blumhouse property came, Abigail or Imaginary or what else is coming out this year. So it wouldn't surprise me if they just kind of shoehorn a Blumhouse somewhere,
I think that makes sense. I feel like that house, that area is made for that kind of like Blumhouse where they can do split movies, one movie in, go outside. Get that second half, different movie, or if it's a franchise, second part, whatever it may be. So I'm not saying it's Blumhouse at all, but I that would be a good guess if it's the IP, not the original, obviously. So, all right. So we're going to move on to the first, not tent number 3, but the first sprung tent. So on the last one, it's basically, the one we just spoke about with A Quiet Place up in the soundstage. Like I said, it just moved. So now the new map is basically just it's a little thing of popcorn. Right? Oh, is there something? Oh, it just says popcorn. I thought there was something else.
Popcorns fell out. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was looking at. I was like, what's down below it? But it's just a little popcorn.
Yeah, just popcorn kernels. I mean, I could have a guess here. I would love this to be Slaughter Cinema 2. I don't know if that's what we're getting. Yeah. Liz is like, hopefully. But that would be fantastic. That's my guess. Ash, what do you think?
Yeah. So the same lines, right? I mean, popcorn is movie theater. They could do, you know, the Carrie driving again, maybe, you know, that was a real cool kind of pre facade, you know, going into Slaughter Cinema. Maybe they do, like, I don't know, the Usher again, have the Palace Theater there, maybe, who knows, you know, maybe kind of a little icon flavor to the event. But yeah, I mean, Slaughter Cinema 2 will be good. There's so many B movies they can pull from and make up anyway that,
yeah,
bring it back. Come on.
Yeah, I think that was my favorite part of Slaughter Cinema, is just walking through with like the different movies they made up were just so fantastic. So, and look what led. I mean, we got Yeti houses from that. So, I mean, just fantastic. Liz, your thoughts on this?
Yeah, Slaughter Cinema was on my wish list to have a sequel. And I think the first show we did this year, I put that on my list of wants. So, of course, I am selfishly hoping that this is Slaughter Cinema 2. I do think they probably put the popcorn on there just to taunt us a little bit, to tease at the potential for the Usher. I don't think he's coming back. But I do think Horror Night Nightmares knew what they were doing and teasing us a little bit by using popcorn there. So I think Slaughter Cinema is the more likely option. But yeah, I'm sure a lot of people will be hoping for the Usher.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right, Ash, take us to the next sprung tent there.
Okay. Tent 4 is a lantern that you hold. Reminds me of one of those kind of old looking gas lanterns that you have. It does have the movie reel next to it. So this does indicate an intellectual property. And what was there last time, Tim? So I just want to refer it to what was there last time.
This was the unknown original.
Okay. Okay. So just kind of moved a little bit. Sort of discussing this and seeing things.
Well,
on...
actually, okay. Wait. Hold on. So actually, on the last map, Sprung Tent 4 was in a different area.
Okay.
It was over, I don't even, what is that? I don't know, but it's not, we've all seen pictures. So we know like these, we're not saying like what's going in these houses are correct, but these Sprung House locations are correct now because we got a really good aerial view from Bio Reconstruct because he's always out there. And you can see the two tents together. This tent was just over by, I don't even know what that is, in the corner. That's not ET, is it?
Well, I mean,
they probably
these
had
are,
no idea.
These are the star. These are where you go in.
Yeah.
These are where you enter.
That's actually probably a good call. Maybe they just didn't know where it was going to go at that time.
They were just guessing.
Yeah. And now that we've seen the picture, they know where all the four like tent houses are. Okay. But it was, so that one, if we're going off the Sprung Tent 4, it wasn't an unknown original. It was the half moon with the three stars.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh.
Okay.
So,
okay. Way to overcomplicate something, Tim, but.
Listen, I'm just trying to help you.
We got there in the end. Thanks for hanging in there, listeners. Tent 4, IP, lantern. Oh, just a nice little tidbit as well. Those new tents, they are obviously sprungs, but apparently they are a little bit more narrow and a little bit more sort of close quarters as well than the other one, so that just leads well to these claustrophobic mazes at the back there. But as I say, we've discussed and we've seen things on Twitter as well. The lantern relates very closely to Insidious. They use it when they go into the further and the most recent. Was it Insidious? The red door? The red door was the most recent one. There is literally a picture of the guy holding this lantern, and it looks exactly like this one. So. We're not saying it is, but let's just take it as Insidious. That is the, you know, the rumor and what people are posting. Liz, Insidious as an IP. We had it in sort of this location 25. It sprung tent two in 25. So yeah, talk to me if it's, this is coming.
And then tent three after that. So yeah, I loved the original Insidious house. So obviously we don't know which version of Insidious is happening, especially based on this. I mean, it could be the new movie. It could be a mashup of all the movies. I think the one from 25 was absolutely terrifying, especially in the tent. Like, it just one of the scariest houses that have been back there. So I'm excited for it, especially if it's leaning into the original movie. I haven't seen the newest one, but that original house was so scary, and I want to tiptoe through the tulips all over again.
So, well, that was part 1, 2, and 3 last time, right? So they had Insidious 1, 2, and 3 for 25. So
no, well, yeah. No, 25 was just the original, right? And then the
no,
next house.
No, 1, 2, and 3 was Insidious. The original for 25, it had 1, 2, and 3 in it.
Did it? Oh, wait, yes, you're right.
Can I ask a real quick question?
And that's good.
And I don't know if I'm being dumb, because obviously I wasn't there in 25. 26 was my first year. Was Insidious part of the Men in Black tent house back there? Or am I confusing? The first portion of that house, right? Because it was...
Are you talking about Blumhouse?
Yeah. Am I confusing
you? You're thinking of the house of Blumhouse.
You're switching.
Yeah. Okay, so, but what was...
This was just Insidious. It was, right? This was just Insidious. This was not in the Men in Black tent.
Okay, no, Let me take it back. I get what Tim's saying. So 25, it was in one of the sprung tents, the original sprung tents. And then after that, when Horrors of Blumhouse, there was also Insidious in those houses.
That's all I wanted to know, is making sure that I saw some kind of Insidious, because I remember
seeing
this.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah, but the facade was cool too. The house looked really good for Insidious. Liz doesn't agree, but that express line was ridiculous. I've said it on every episode Insidious comes up. So, yeah, Tim, did you talk about
Express back then? I didn't know.
Yeah, you go.
What's that?
Insidious. Talk to me.
I'm excited. I hope this is like for real coming, because I'm all about this. I like the Insidious movie, so I like the franchise, and I think this would be a pretty scary house. And if this is what you're saying, this is one of the new tents, and if it is more claustrophobic, bring it on. I love it.
Yeah, I think the scares in would lead to good, especially claustrophobic scares.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
All right, Liz, it looks like the next house is up for you.
Yeah, so then we're moving on to tent two, which has a house. Half of it is black, half of it is white. And I had to call back to the original map, because the original map, we had a skull that was half black and half white, right? And we had talked about in the last episode that we thought maybe this had to do with the curator from the comics, right? So I'm still leaning that way, that it's potentially a black and white house, like a black and white themed house. And maybe it still has to do with the comics. Maybe we're still looking at the curator and taking a note from the tribute store with the Boris Schuster scene that was all black and white, and just taking that like film noir comic book style into an entire house. Ash, what do you think?
Yeah, just listening to you describe it, I'm absolutely all for this. If they can somehow do a full black and white house, I know we had some of it with Ghost Town, but there was still color in there. I know Double Feature from 25 had the black and white cast. If they can do a full maze of this and have it like, would they do sort of like the tribute store, where it's sort of like a compilation house where you go through stories? That'd be super cool too. You know, like Case Files, you went through different sort of cases, you know? But wow, I've got so many thoughts running through my brain, but if something does come like this, where the curator is sort of the mascot for it and you're going through different comic book stories in black and white, oh my gosh, yeah, I'm all for this.
Yeah, this one sounds like a really cool potential. I hope we're not. Sometimes I think as fans, we create ideas that sound amazing, and then, you know, maybe we see it down the road, but maybe that's not the direction this is going whatsoever. And just as fans, we like dream. But Tim, where are you going with this one?
I'm with you guys. I think this would be amazing to pull off an all black and white house. And I feel like we've talked about this, you know, for so long that would be an amazing thing, especially, you know, what they did with that scare zone. you know, with the one cast all in black and white and then the second cast all in color. And I just, like, as a house, that would be just fantastic. So I'm hoping, too, that this is the all black and white house that we've asked for. So, all right. So we are on to the last house here, and this is Tent 1. And on the previous map, it was the bull guy. Is that, what do they call him? A minotaur?
In America, you do, yeah.
Right, the bull, with the bull head and the body. Okay, so now it has changed to a. It's almost like it looks like an art gallery kind of drawing with, like, you know, the little stanchions and ropes in front of this picture, but the picture, you know, basically has this like hieroglyphics kind of thing going on with the, I know that's like a famous symbol, like with the eye and the, like the eyebrow above it and stuff. So, Ash, what do you think about this before I get there?
Yeah, I mean, both the last spec map and this spec map are sort of, I guess, you know, ancient civilizations, right? I guess we have the Greek with the Minotaur, and then we have Egyptian, I guess, because the picture looks Egyptian to me. So I don't think it'd be sort of like a museum or that's all Egyptian, just because, I mean, tomb was sort of that, right? Maybe it's myths and legends in general. Maybe they'll take like Greek, Egyptian. I can't think of any others, whatever. But yeah, maybe just like a myths and legends house with different civilizations. You go through different parts of the museum. That'd be pretty cool, I think.
Liz, what are you thinking?
Yeah, so for any listeners who don't know, I used to work in museums. I used to be a museum curator. So for this is definitely giving me museum vibes. You've got the stanchions, you've got art on the wall. Like, I am crossing my fingers that we're getting a house, like a night at the museum kind of house, where you're in the museum and the exhibits have come to life and you're trapped and they're coming after you. And I think it would be amazing. Especially as someone, I worked in a museum that had a lot of the dioramas, like Night in the Museum, and those are terrifying if you're in a museum by yourself. So just imagine being in a museum after hours and there's an exhibit, but then there's actual creatures moving inside them. I think it could be terrifying. So I have my fingers crossed for this one. It would be definitely made for me. And if it's leaning into Egyptian stuff, I know we just had Legends Collide, but I mean, that was mummy-centric, right? So I think there's tons more Egyptian lore to tap into, and I think this house could be made for me.
Awesome. Awesome. You both have brought really good points up now, because now it's like swaying all of my ideas now. So Ash mentioned, you know, the first map, it was like Greek mythology. Now we're talking about, you know, Egyptian mythology. You know, maybe it's just going to be all of that ancient civilization mythology in general. Could be, yes. I love Liz's take on this. A night at the museum and everything just starts coming alive, but it's just absolutely madness and chaos. That I'm down for. But then I thought, my original thought to this was actually, what if we're getting a Tomb of the Ancients part 2?
Yeah, that would have surprised me.
I would be down for that. I mean, who doesn't want to see Crocolion again? You know, I mean,
Crocolion.
Yeah. So I feel like I think all of us have great ideas of what this could be. Obviously, we don't know what it is, but I would be happy with anything that Liz and Ash has mentioned, because I think they would all be fantastic houses. So
I have to say, I know there was some pushback on Horror Night Nightmares the first time they put out one of these maps that just had symbols rather than the titles. But at this point, I'm kind of liking it, because look at how the three different ideas that we just came up with based on a picture, rather than just putting a name out there where I think it guides you a whole lot more. I think having the pictures opens up the discussion a whole lot more and just creates that discourse. So I'm coming around to having the symbols on there instead of the words.
For sure. I get that.
Yeah, I agree.
But that's it. That's our, you know, that's, there's nothing else has changed. So there's on from first map to second map, we don't know any of the scare zones. Oh, sorry, Liz. Yes.
There is one more change. There is a missing item on here.
You are correct. Okay, go ahead, Liz. What are we missing? I see it.
So we are down to one show, which is still just the fireball. So nightmare fuel. I mean, I think we're all expecting that to return. But the castle with the second show has disappeared off this map. So what do we think about only having one show back at the event?
I don't like it, honestly, because I was hoping that was going to be a Lagoon show for the second show from that. I know it's not in the location it's supposed to be, but they could have just thrown it up anywhere. I'm not really worried about that. But I think that maybe things have not progressed the way they wanted to for setting up everything in the Lagoon, because I know they're trying to get that stuff. I'm assuming there's going to be some kind of show for the summer with all the work that they've done so far in the Lagoon, but maybe they just don't think they're going to be ready to have another show on top of that as well. So I'm kind of sad there's not a second show, because I'd rather see that show than the other one. But, you know, I guess we'll see.
But
yes,
how do you feel about, because that we had that crazy rumor circulating that it was going to be a Harold and Kumar show. So how are we feeling, Ash, about that being off the map?
Yeah, I'm honestly sort of glad that's gone, really. That location and that sort of rumor moving away doesn't surprise me one bit. I feel like the sort of parody, self-referential show is just going to be a minefield in this day and age, to be honest with you. I feel like bringing back even Bill and Ted would just be a, you know, let's not ruin the memories of that what we had for it, because it's going to be diluted, you know, completely. One show is a little bit surprising. You know, we do have the Avada Kedavra over in Diagon Alley still, but last year they had Roaming Megans, they had the sort of Odd Fellow show, so they had the little side shows as well going on, which did help a little bit. But I feel like the street experiences and the sort of shows are lacking, and I feel the old sort of, I don't mean to go back to old horror nights, but there's always something sort of going on stages and side shows, and I feel it's just lacking from what I'm seeing. It could come back on, who knows, but yeah, but I'm not surprised it's fell away.
Yeah, I have a major concern with the fact that we have five houses right at the front. You know, you've got your one in Fast and the Furious, but then you have four in the back. There's nothing really happening over in the kids zone area, which isn't a shock because now it's going to be DreamWorks. But that's a big gap in the middle of the park with nothing happening and only one show to draw the crowds. I am scared for that Men in Black area.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we
were all kind of dissecting the map when we saw the map, like, of the, you know, all the four sprung tents and stuff. And we were trying to figure out, like, logistically for ops, where are we entering? Where are we exiting for all of these houses? Because it's just, it's all in the same area. And we knew how much of a nightmare, like, going to Bug's house. And then if you add on the express line now to these houses, you know, it kind of becomes a little more insane. I think, Ash, was it you that was the one that brought this up? And you can correct me if I'm wrong, if it was somebody else. But what about going in? So, like, if you saw the map, you can see where the two original sprung tents that have been there for, like, years. So now the two new ones are in the backmost, is it southern left corner?
Right.
I guess, of that park. Basically, if you were walking down, like you walk through ETQ and go the back way to get into whatever house that was back there, you know, Halloween, Monsters, you know, whatever, to the parade buildings, like, are you just going to continue walking down that road to get to those other two tents? Or are we going to go in through where the Men in Black tent used to be? There's, like, so many questions and so many possibilities. But I will say the one good thing that will maybe help a little bit is that kids area, I think, is supposed to be opening this summer. So at least maybe that will help relieve some of that. I'm not saying we're not going to have to walk miles, because that's going to happen, because there's no getting around that. But maybe that will help with the congestion, especially with all that stuff going to be opening up at some point. I don't know if it's June, July, or whatever. My guess is we will get that opening, like, that date tomorrow when they announced all the summer stuff.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? Do you think that helps?
I think
if that's open and, you know, can relieve some of this?
Possibly. I mean, I do believe they're going to do those back tent houses probably from the Men in Black area. I don't know how they're going to do it. Honestly, I don't know how they're going to do it logistically. But I mean, if you're watching on YouTube, I keep looking down. I do have the thing up. That's why. So I apologize. Keep looking down. I think it's still going to be Men in Black area, to be honest. I just think they won't just touch that area, the DreamWorks area. But like Liz said, it sort of seems from the start of Hollywood all the way through, let's just say to the end of Simpsons, it looks a little bare. Why not put a Carnage Return show on the corner there between Central Park, you know, and just alleviate some of the crowds? But I don't know, it just looks so light. And like you said, Tim, like the infrastructure for the Lagoon shows right there too. So I don't know, maybe they're trying to see how the summer show goes and then they just have no time to maybe create a Lagoon show for Halloween. Who knows?
Maybe.
That's what I'm thinking. I think the team's so already stretched thin making the summer content that they probably just don't have the resources in order to make an entire Halloween show right on top of that. There is so much work putting together the summer show that's going to be the gym for now. And I'm sure we'll get a Lagoon show again in the future. Yeah. I don't think it's dead forever. I think maybe next year that'll come back. But yeah, probably just too quick of a turnaround this time around.
Yeah. I agree with that. So, but that's it, guys. That's the spec map version 2.0. There's nothing really else, you know, to discuss with that. Anybody else want to bring anything up before we, you know, bounce out of here? Anything going on?
No, it's crickets right now. Just waiting for an announcement.
I mean, the only thing I was going to bring up was the new placement of the tents, and we just kind of discussed that and went through that for possibly the logistical nightmare that we are about to head into this year. But hopefully not. Hopefully they've got this worked out. So, Ash, you know, we want to save Liz's voice. So, Ash, where can people find us?
Yeah, I'm more than happy to help out. Don't worry. We are at RIP Tour Podcast on Twitter. If you do go to the top of the Twitter, the link tree's there. That has the YouTube, Instagram, Spreadshirt as well. It's the same handle for Instagram at RIP Tour Podcast. We've been uploading these onto YouTube as well. So check us out on YouTube if you prefer your content visual. But that's pretty much it. Did I do okay, Tim?
Yeah. Yeah, you did great. And then, you know, if you go to our Spreadshirt, we have our new logo that has dropped. So we've got hats and shirts and all kinds of stuff. I am in the process of trying to figure out which company I'm going to use this time for buttons and stickers. But we will also have them at the event this year as well. So if you see us in the fog, come stop us, say hello, let's chat, and you'll get a button and maybe a sticker. Or, you know, if you're lucky and you follow us on some of our social media and you give us the password for that evening, you know, I'm going to have a special button made for all of us that we have on us for that chase button, if you will.
And a hug from it. Tim. Yeah. You get a hug from Tim as well.
Sure, exactly. Yeah. Why not? You know, it's all good, man. Hugs are good. But that's it for us this time. Hopefully, after this, you know, summer announcement thing tomorrow, maybe we start getting our HHN announcements. Maybe we get starts, you know, maybe get a house announcement here and there. But if not, we'll be back soon. We are definitely prepping for a fun episode coming up very soon. So, but until next time, we'll see you in the fog. Bye, guys.
Bye.